you are listening to. No, that isn't me, and I'm sure it isn't you, and I'll be helping you to step into who you are. So let's start that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly. This podcast is all about inspiring you to align with your brand and your business to attract who you want to. We'll also be delving deeper into how you show up, especially if, like me, you're a little bit neuro-spicy, or as I call it, neuro-amazing, because that is what we are. We'll be looking at what can stop you from showing up as you, with brilliant guests every 2 weeks who will be helping me talk all of this through too. You might want to grab a journal or a notebook for all the inspiration, top tips, and just chances to reflect that you're about to hear. So let's get on with this week's episode and help take you beyond the brand. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly Cowell. Notice a change in surname there. I have released that, but I haven't actually said it yet. Or maybe I have shared that somewhere. I'm not sure. ADHD, who knows? But yeah, it is now Carly Cowell. I love the alliteration. To be fair, I had the alliteration before, but nobody could say that surname. I've just been saying Beyond the Brand with Carly, but it has changed. And this is to pay tribute to my mum, who passed over 20 years ago. She's been such a huge inspiration to me in these last 2 decades, so I just wanted to pay tribute. So let's try that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly Cowell. And I've got an amazing guest today, and I just can't wait to share this episode with you. Now, this was an interesting one because I shared last time I haven't done interviews for quite a while. I'm just getting back into it. The last few in general have been with people I know personally. Today's guest, I've been in her circle, I've offered trainings in her group, but we've never actually spoken. Now, I'm quite intuitive. I get a good vibe about whether I'll get on with somebody. I did think we would, but you just don't know. Admittedly, sometimes in the past when I've had guests I've never talked to them before, it hasn't always gone that smoothly, but this was just incredible. I don't even know where to start to describe this episode, but let me say who it is first, I'm forgetting that part. So on this week's episode, I am chatting to Emma Hine, a certified business strategist based in Staffordshire in the UK. She's also a best-selling author of a book called The Calibrated Life, and that does give you an insight into how this conversation went and what it was about. So Emma shared her journey so far, going from what I already knew. I'd done a little bit of research, and I knew that Emma had come from a hugely profitable e-commerce business, but not all was as it seemed. And this is the thing to remember in business. There are so many downfalls as well as the successes that we see. And Emma shares that journey from successful business to almost overly successful and the toll that took. We then talked about strategy in general, or I should say more intentional strategy, which is so in tune with what I do. I call it soulful strategy, and it all fit. Emma shares her journey, her mission, her why, and you can really hear the passion that drives her. Emma is on a mission to help as many ambitious people to grow their business, but not just grow any business, to grow a business they love. And when we dug deeper on this, we broke that down, what it really means to love your business. Emma's journey is just so inspirational, and I'm certain it will get you thinking differently about success and what it means to you. There is an optional mini task right at the end, so do grab that pen and paper as always if you want to give it a go. Do check out all of Emma's links in the show notes. Go and find her, connect with Emma, ask her any questions about today's episode that you would love to know about. Likewise, if you'd like to chat to me about anything today, and please, if I could ask a favour, if you could take just 1 minute, not even that, just to rate and review this podcast if you like what you hear. 5 stars would be amazing. An honest review, a glowing review, shall we say. But it would just help me reach even more people who want to do business more soulfully, more their way, more in line with them. And we talk about this in today's episode. Okay, wherever you're listening, enjoy. Hello.
Hello.
You'll have to not forgive, but I'm in the dark. This lighting's not going well today. I shared before we went live that I've had tech issues and this is the best it's going to get. So I don't know how it's going to look. You're looking lovely and bright, Emma. And I'm looking like I am sat in a cupboard, but welcome to my cupboard.
Welcome to your cupboard. It looks like a bit like a club. I'm getting club vibes from your cupboard.
Yeah, but you know, I like that because I'm all about disco sequin, sparkle, neon. So actually that works for me. So how are you anyway?
Yes, I am good, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. And I've keep sharing with the listeners, this is probably my second, I say interview, I don't really like interview, the word chat is better. Second chat since I've kind of brought my podcast back. So yeah, I feel always a little bit nervous that I'm thinking, oh, what do I do? And that's why I've started, admission, I started slightly behind. So apologies, but we are here and I can't wait to chat. I'm just thinking, where are you based? You're in Staffordshire, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Staffordshire, right in the middle, in Staffordshire Moorlands, right in the middle of, everybody says I live in the middle of nowhere. That's where I live, in the middle of nowhere.
Do you? Are you in a village? Are you quite rural?
No, me personally, not particularly, but I think the area around me is very known to be very villagey, very hilly, very mountainy. So people just
Yeah.
assume everybody lives in the middle of nowhere, but I am quite surrounded by people.
Good. Well, I'm not. I'm kind of in the north of England in a village. And I'm just surrounded by sheep, literally. So you've got people. That's good.
Yes, I did used to live near the sheep, but I moved a while ago and now I live amongst more people rather than sheep. But there you go. Great conversation for the day.
It is, you know, it's a conversation starter, and this is kind of how this podcast goes. It can be a bit random, and that's why we just chat about all sorts, and it's not too, let's say, strategic, which we're going to be coming on to, but it's just quite loose. But yeah, let's start with, I've been listening to a couple of podcasts. I always like to try and do a bit of research beforehand. I still research quite light, just get to know you a little bit of your business. I've been following you and been connected to you for a while anyway. Love what you do, love your events, and just that you are very aligned with what I do. So I call it soulful strategy. You've mentioned the words intentional strategy. It's very connected, isn't it? So I think what we'll do, if we start with your journey, going back to, I know you're from a corporate background, you then launched your, we're talking £1 million business, aren't we? It's incredible. But there's been downfalls along the way that have led you to this more streamlined, intentional approach. So let's start there, and then we'll kind of come back up to speed. So just as much as you want to say about your journey and why it means so much to you to be intentional.
Yeah, I mean, the reason it means so much to me is because I know firsthand how awful, I think I'm going to use the word awful, it can be if you grow a business that financially or externally to other people makes you look like a successful person. And I use the word look there very, very loosely because I think the thing that I learned, and I learned the very, very hard way, is that it's not about what you look like, it's about what you feel like. So for me, the reason that I was so determined when I picked myself back up from the previous business and thought, right, let's go again. Let's see if we can do things differently. Right at the very, very beginning, all that I wanted to do was to make sure that other people were able to grow a business that made them happy, to grow a business that didn't mean that they had to put life on hold, because this is one life we're living, isn't it? And yes, we all have a destination point. Yes, we all have somewhere that we want to get to, our vision, our mission, or where we're after getting to. But it's a journey as well. So we've got to make sure that we enjoy that journey. So once I decided I wanted to do something differently, I knew that at the core of it had to be to find the thing that made the difference between having a strategy that can grow you a business that's turning over in excess of £1 million a year, to finding a strategy that, yes, enables you to still do that if that's what you want, but enables you to do it in a way that you love. I just want people to have a business that they love. And I think that is possible for all of us.
Oh, I love it. That is such strong messaging. I always pick guests up on this because I love to give examples of messaging, and it's right there, and it's quite powerful because we're not talking, I mean, even as you say you want people to love what they're doing, actually, really, if we pick deep, it's going even deeper. Your journey, it was quite a tough one from what I've heard of it, and you're wanting to pass on the joy, but also you wanted to just get rid of the struggles for people, aren't you? It goes deeper. You really want to look after people and make sure that people. It's too easy, isn't it, in business to forget ourselves.
Yeah, I think we often, I started my e-commerce business, which was the other business, the monster business I talk about, with the intention of becoming more freedom-based, with the intention of having more time to spend with the family, to be able to go to nativity plays, because my children were little back then. Yet what I ended up doing unintentionally, completely unintentionally, was building a business that actually made me more tied to it than I ever felt back in my corporate days. So yes, I was clear on what I wanted when I started the business, but it didn't take long for me to get into that. It's almost like you get into the grind, isn't it? Where you're just working, you're just working, you're just working. And as things start to grow, and my business grew quite quickly once I sort of put my foot down, once things start to grow, before you know it, it's taken control.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so easy. And even if I'm listening, I always share quite openly that I suffered burnout in 2021. My business was growing a ridiculous rate. I had all these clients, all these projects coming my way, and I wasn't very good at saying no because it's exciting. I love what I do. And you think you can do it all, but there has to be that point, isn't there? And for you, it sounds like, and share as much as you want to or not want to, but it took you to quite a dark place, didn't it? So we're not even just talking a bit of burnout, what I experienced. Yours actually goes way beyond that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And my first sort of feelings of this business isn't quite what I thought it was going to be was back in 2010. It was 2020 when I actually finally said something has to change. So this was a 10-year period where I was really struggling. And yes, my mental health took a downward spiral. Yes, I was feeling very low. I wasn't eating, so I dropped a considerable amount of weight. I was drinking a lot of alcohol because in my mind, I've had a bad day. I'll go home. I'll take that edge off with a glass of wine. And as the months and the years go on, that glass of wine doesn't do it. So then it's a bottle of wine before you know it. So I was drinking a lot of alcohol. So mentally, I was very, 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 very down. And my absolute lowest point, and I don't know if you want to stick a trigger warning here right now, but at my absolute lowest point, for me, the only way to change my business was to take me out of the equation. So I planned for quite a few months my own suicide. Now, I am lucky I'm still here today and I'm able to smile and enjoy life again because my husband found me before it was too late. But at the time, I was so unhappy, but so afraid of telling anybody how unhappy I was, so afraid of people thinking I was failing because I wasn't able to keep going, that I just bottled it all up inside. And it just reached that point of, absolute, absolute rock bottom. Yet I still carried on for another at least 5 or 6 years after that point, still feeling that unhappy because I just had a fear of looking like I wasn't successful anymore.
Wow, I mean, that's a whole different level, yeah, compared to what I talk about. That is, I can't even imagine. And to carry on, carrying on. Yeah, and it just shows, I guess even with that, it shows how we need that support as well. This is going to go off in so many tangents, and there's another question I'm even thinking about as I jump ahead far too much. But even this, it's showing this support is so important, isn't it? Thank goodness for your husband. It was a business together, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But even those we love and people who know us inside out, I guess you probably still hid that to a certain extent, did you, before he knew it got to that stage?
Yeah, I mean, he knew that I was very, very depressed. He knew that because, once those doors closed at night, it becomes a little bit more obvious, doesn't it? I'm drinking the alcohol, I'm collapsing on the sofa, I'm not probably the nicest person to be around. But as soon as the door opens again in the morning, the lipstick's back on as though nothing has happened. So, he must have been, well, I know he was, completely confused as to where to go. But I know for many months he was afraid every time I went through the door because I started wandering. I started just taking myself out after I'd drank, after I'd had the wine, I'd started taking myself out. And obviously it was going through his mind, what on earth is she thinking of doing? He asked me a few times and I was like, don't be stupid, sort of thing. Because I don't think it's a good thing now, but obviously I used to think it was a good thing. I really could wear a mask and wear it really, really well. So yes, my husband knew. Yes, a few people had said to me, about how much weight I'd lost, because I had lost a considerable amount of weight. But it's very easy, isn't it, to just brush that off. When somebody says, oh, you've lost some weight, you just, oh yeah, and carry on, change the subject. So people didn't know. People didn't know. And the first time that people knew and was the day that I launched my book because I wrote it in there. And the day before I launched the book, I had to sit down, like some of the key people, my children, for example, and sort of tell them what they were going to read in there because they didn't know this stuff. They may well have seen things because they were, around, but I kept it all so well hidden.
Wow. And this is it. Like, I've just signed up to write, I don't do things by halves. I've signed up to write three books this year in the next couple of years. And I'm finding that as well, that as I'm writing, it's a creative outlet, but it's so cathartic, isn't it? We're going to share things in there that actually I might not release, I might not share it, But I'm guessing that you're as an author yourself, so do check out Emma's links. We'll put it all there. Do check out this book because it's so crucial. What you're talking about is this finding balance in your life. And yeah, as you were writing, were there things that you weren't so sure if you were going to release it, if you were going to share it, or did it always feel right? Did it feel like you just needed to get this out there?
For me, the writing the book was like the beginning of my journey in terms of coming into like a new business, a new world. And the intention was very much about, I want to share this stuff because I know I'm not the only person who is unhappy in their business. Now, okay, mine was quite an extreme in terms of how unhappy I was without any help or support. But there's so many people who are burnt out, who are not enjoying what they're doing, that actually can do something about it. So the book for me was very much about, I want people to know that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to actually say something isn't going the way that you want it to go, even if other people are thinking that everything is rosy. That was my intention with the book. But for me, it was a huge, it gave me the opportunity to really explore myself, to make sure that I understood where the words were coming from, because I didn't want the words to come from a place where, it was like an open wound. I wanted them to come from a place where this is afterwards, this is coming from the scar type of point. So for me, before I could put the words on paper, there was a lot of stuff going on in the background that was enabling me to unpick why I behaved in the way I did, why I did things the way that I did them, and what I actually did to get to the point where I can say enough is enough and start to do things differently. So it was a real journey writing that book.
Wow, yeah. If anybody think about writing a book, if that's not a reason in itself, this is the thing. Sometimes we do things back to that thing of being all about our business. We can be so business focused, so business facing, I should say. And it's a big belief of mine that I think the journey starts with us. It's all about us. Then we look at who we want to work with. Then we look at the work we're doing. For us on a personal level, not just might have been different for your e-commerce business. That was more about the gifts and the gift cards. But this is about us, and it's so important that we share our experience, that we understand our experience to be able to share to others. So I think that just sounds amazing with your book, that actually from doing that, I bet you'd be able to help so many more people, not just through the book, but in your business as well, because they'll just get that you've been there, won't they?
Yeah, that's it. And I think that's a key part of running your own business where you're the brand, where you are the brand. I think it's really important that people do actually get to know who you are. And I am completely a different person than I was back then in the e-commerce business. Back in the e-commerce business, I would never have shared half of the stuff that I share now, not even a third of the stuff, a quarter of the stuff, because I was afraid to. I was afraid of what people would think of me if I said I was having a bad day. Now I'm completely the opposite. I think it's very important. The most important thing that we can do in business, as people who can influence others in business, which we can, can't we, in this online space, we can influence others. I think it's really important that we share the good things, the bad things, because business isn't always perfect. Things do go wrong, but people don't see enough of that being shared. Therefore, the pressure is on them when something isn't going well, assuming that it's a them problem. Whereas actually, it's not. It's something that, if you just speak to other people, I'm hugely in favor of connection. If you've got a really good connection of people around you where you can share that experience, share that, that challenge or whatever it is that you're facing, quite often you can overcome it really easily before it actually becomes a problem for your business. Because once it's a problem, you're then building problem on top of problem on top of problem. And that's when it becomes a real problem.
Yeah, and as I say, I'm loving what you're doing, that you're sharing this. And again, I talk about this a lot, that your journey, your story becomes your mission, becomes your why. And by you doing that, and it's always really, it's always, unf it sounds really harsh, doesn't it, that you've had to go through that to help others. But there's a beauty in that journey then, that you can share this and you can help other people, and that becomes really important to you. But what I was going to ask, there's so much I want to ask, but I'll try and control this mind and I'll save those questions. But when you hit rock bottoms in 2020, I mean, that was just, what a year anyway. I mean, I'm assuming that had maybe had something to do with it, that you were forced to stop and take a step back. But how did you pick up from there? Because with myself, if I've gone through something and feel like I've either failed at it, you second guess yourself. You were in a really dark place. How did you come back and launch that this new business? How did you get to that stage where you felt ready and confident? Did it knock you?
Absolutely not me. But interestingly, rock bottom wasn't 2020 for me. Rock bottom was prior to 2020. Rock bottom was probably around sort of 2016-y type time. That's when I probably sat at absolute rock bottom, when I was ready to end my life. That was around that time. By the time we got to 2020, again with no help, no support, through choice, just to be clear here, that wasn't that nobody was help, offering to help or support. I was a little bit stronger. I was completely broken, but I was a little bit stronger, and I was strong enough to turn around and say, enough is enough, and I physically cannot do this anymore. I could feel myself starting to tip again. So I think I just naturally, sort of fought and fought and fought and got a little bit stronger in the biz in myself. That I just thought I'm tipping, and I knew that if I tipped, that I might not be as lucky this time round. That I could end up back where I was, and I might not be here today. So I just knew that something had to change, but I also knew that I had nothing left in me. I had no fight left in me. I had no strength left in me. My cup was so empty that I knew whatever I did, it had to be something drastically, and it had to happen quickly. Which is why we got through 2020. I know for a lot of people, 2020 was beautiful sunshine in the garden because work was closed and everything else. Not for me, because we were e-commerce, we were allowed to continue trading. But because we were e-commerce and most places were shut, it meant that we ran in Christmas mode, which is our busy mode for most of 2020. It was busy, busy, busy all along.
You picked up at a time when everybody else was slowing down. You actually went the opposite
We
direction.
went the opposite. We went busy again. So we got to Christmas, and I just woke up one morning after we'd done the final, like the orders have gone, that's it, this year's over. I just said, I can't do it anymore. The business needs to shut today, and I need to go away and have a really deep dive into what we can do differently. And at that point, I had absolutely no idea what it looked like. I just knew that we had to do something. And my husband, who is always super, super supportive, and the business had taken over his life too. It wasn't just my life, it was affecting him, but in a different way. So it just got to the point where he agreed. So we shut down, and we spent 3 weeks really just delving back into, the strategic changes that we could make to the business super quick, because they had to be quick, that would enable us to free up some time. So if we had some time back, we could then spend some more time working it out, working what it was going to look like long term. And we created a plan, which basically meant at that time we were self-fulfilling all of our own orders. We got the warehouse, the logistics, the team, all of the stuff that we needed to deal with these orders ourselves. The quickest option for us was to slow the business right down, close our own website, which was where the business was coming through, and transfer a chunk of the stock over to Fulfilled by Amazon, which is where you send the stock to Amazon, they deal with everything else for you. So that's what we did. March, I think it was about 2 or 3 days ago, be 3 years to the day since we last self-fulfilled our own order from the warehouse. At that point, we had absolutely no idea what impact this was going to have on the business in terms of revenue, profitability, how much time, all that stuff. We hadn't got a clue because this is something we had never really explored before. But we did it because we had to do it. And all of a sudden, my working week went from 90-ish hours a week to probably about 10 hours a week.
Wow. What a
The
difference.
revenue dropped drastically, like really dropped quite drastically overnight. But that was the point where I think I hit the moment hit me that I thought, now what? What do I do? Because I never wanted to be just doing nothing. I am somebody that likes to be busy. It was almost like, you've got this time. What do you actually want to do with it? This is what you wanted. You wanted time. Now you've got time. What do you want to do?
And there's something in that, isn't there? I've been quite journeying so many years, and going from that busy mode, I've ADHD brain, my brain does not stop, and having to kind of quieten that those voices, and it is multiple voices probably when you're sat in, trying to listen and tune in, it's actually really difficult, isn't it? But this, as we know ourselves, and probably what you tell clients, but if it's anything like me, I struggle doing it myself. It's in that quiet, isn't it? It's letting you get still and let the answers filter in. I mean, how was that? Was that quite a natural process that you were ready to let it in, or did you fight it to start with?
I fought it like crazy because I think I had never, at that point, it hit me that I had never, ever in my life really had any time for me. I became a mum at 16. I went into corporate at 18, worked my way up the corporate ladder quite quickly, then into the e-commerce business. Da, 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 da. So I'd never actually had any time for me. So I didn't even know who I was. I hadn't got a clue what I enjoyed doing because I'd never had any time to do anything. I knew some of the things that I didn't want. I'd got a huge list of I don't want that and I don't want that, but I didn't actually know what gave me enjoyment, which it's mad, isn't it? But I was so lost. I was so, ingrained in just being a woman that runs a business, that I just forgotten me. So the first bit had to really be to start having that. It was a difficult conversation with myself, and it took me months. To be honest, I'm still unpicking it 3 years down the line to a certain extent. But I had to really start digging into, who I was and what I wanted. And that is the only thing, the thing that I said right at the beginning that kept popping up is I just want to help other people to be happy in business. That's the only thing that kept coming out to me loud and clear. So I knew whatever I did, that had to be part of it.
Yeah, I love that. And this is it. When we know our why, we know why we do it, and it does always come from this personal place. That is the driver. And I think what you're saying there, but I think as women, I never want to just keep bringing the women aspect in, but we do. We take on the mental load. We do just do, especially when we become parents. Our life and our mind is not our own. We just keep on going, and then throw a successful business in the mix. And I can't imagine what that felt like. I have a weekend to myself, and I don't know what to do with myself. So to have that time where you were forced to go within. You couldn't just sit back and not do anything. So I can't imagine just that conversation with yourself. But what I was going to say, and I'm forgetting there, but is it's really important for people that are listening to this and watching it on YouTube, that message is it takes time, doesn't it? And as you say, it's an ongoing journey. So when people think they can just, I do it myself, I say this, I might book a weekend away and think, I'm just going to sit and work out where I'm up to, what my mission is. It doesn't happen like that, does it? You have to put the work in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great starting point, isn't it? Just to have a day or an hour where you can sit and, start to do some of this work. But it literally is work in progress because we don't know what we enjoy doing until we do it and try it. We don't know what we don't enjoy unless we've tried it. So, it's a great starting point. And, I will always say to anybody that comes to work with me or anybody that I just have a conversation with about business, I will always say the first thing you've got to get clarity on is what does success mean to you? Because that will mean something different to you than it will to me. Now, people will initial reaction, it will be there'll be money involved in there somewhere. It'll be, once I'm earning this amount of money, everything will be wonderful because I'll be able to do all of this stuff. No, I've been there. I've been the person that's got the cars, the houses, the villas in Spain, the fancy holidays. I still wasn't happy because it wasn't about those materialistic things making me happy. It was the memories and the freedom that I got around having those things. So I'm not saying I don't enjoy the holidays. I absolutely do. Give me a holiday any day of the week. But the fact that I was on holiday working because I had to took the pleasure out of the holiday.
Yeah, what was the holiday anyway? You just changed location, still the same workload. No good.
Exactly. So just digging into those questions a little bit more and saying why? If you come up with an answer, if you say you want to earn X amount of pounds, why? Okay, so I earn this amount of money so I can go on holiday. Why? You've got to just keep digging until you go, that is it. I finally got to the point. So be a child and just annoy yourself with the word why, because I think that is, to me, the most valuable starting point. Once you know what success looks like, Then you can start to do the work. Then you can start to come up with an intentional strategy that is going to help you to build a business that still gives you those things. So thinking about your business model, you know, if you want freedom, don't create a business that means you're tied to your desk 5 days a week, because you're going to start to begrudge it. You're going to start to begrudge that. There is other business models that might work better for you. So think about your business model. Is that giving you what you want in terms of this version of success? Your products and services. If you love being amongst people, build that into your products and services. You know, it's the simple things that make all of the difference. If you don't like a certain person, type of person, don't work with them. Don't think that just because they're prepared to pay you some money for your product or service that you have to work with them. You know, you can control the business. And I honestly believe if you get this completely right and you put the right strategy behind it, you can still grow a business that makes you lots of money if that is your driver. But you will feel so much better for it and you will enjoy it. And what are we in business for? We're in business to be happy, because that's all any normal human being wants, isn't it? To be happy.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm nodding along as you're saying all this because it's so on my wavelength. So I'm so excited to get you on, Emma, because sometimes you do get as a guest and you've got opposing opinions, but everything you're saying, I'm like 100%, because it is, you're living proof that that is not, it's not just about the money. Money can, we've all been there probably in the past. We've all had a probably taste of money at the expense of something else. And as you say, it's usually health, well-being, happiness. But let me talk about what I was going to branch off with there, because it links onto what you're talking about, is what do you do when, do clients come to you? I find this a lot and I fight it myself sometimes. It's taken me a long time to shut out the noise, all the noise online, this temptation. You'll know what I mean, the whole bro marketing guru. And I go on rants about this at the minute. This is my latest rant. Is it's hard for people, isn't it, to shut out that their messaging is so powerful. They're saying, do it this way. This will give you that money. And even though people probably think, ah, it's not for me, but then they've promised so much that they go with that. Do you have to break that down when people come to you? Do you ever get people coming to you saying, that's how I should be doing it, and why can't I do it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, people will come to me quite often when they've invested in all of the things, and I get it, because that was me. When I first came into this world, I had all this knowledge and all this stuff in my head, but I didn't think it was good enough because I hadn't grown this business that I enjoyed. So I was clearly missing something. If only I'd realized that that simply was me. The only thing that was missing was me. So you know, I got all this knowledge, but I was clearly missing something. So I did that exact thing. I went out and bought all of the, I got courses, programs that I still sat in my mailbox that I've never opened just because I thought I need that at some point. So I absolutely, absolutely get it. But I will just sit and strip that all back with them to allow them to, I think you as a person have got to see it for yourself. I don't think that if I sit there and say, you are never going to grow a business that makes you happy if you don't do it by knowing what is going to make you happy, people will look at that and think, absolutely, I can, because I've seen other people doing it. You have. I did it. You can grow a business without that, any of that stuff in there, but at some point that is going to have an impact on you. So for me, it's just stripping it all back. So we will sit and look at their version of success. We'll look at where they're trying to get to. What is their dream? You know, I talk about dreams a lot. So, you know, dream the lifestyle, dream the business, and let's work a way to get you from where you are today that gets you to that dream, where the two are working hand in hand. And we just strip that all back and we'll say, well, do you need that to get you that? Will that give you that? Or actually, could we do something slightly different? So it's just about bouncing ideas around with people. I am a business strategist, and I think a lot of people think, you know, a strategist will come along and they'll say, do. I always talk about myself as much more of a fluffy strategist than that, because yes, I absolutely can talk and give you the strategies that are going to work, but I would much sooner give you some choices that then we can sit and discuss to see which ones are going to give you the best way of growing your business. Because I do not believe, hand on heart, that strategy is cookie cutter. I do not believe that there is one specific way that is going to, you know, is going to give you what you want to get out of that. Whether that's money, time, doesn't matter. You've got to find the thing that you enjoy. Because if you do something that you enjoy doing, I believe you are going to be far more consistent with it. And the more consistent you are with anything, be that business, exercise, anything, the bigger growth that you get. And it is all driven from being passionate about it.
Yeah, love it. And this is going to open up a different kind of worms here. Can we bring, I always like to play, not devil's advocate, but bringing another strand into this. Because as I'm listening, I'm thinking, yeah, I've been there. I've done this. I've tried all these different things. I've got so many courses that are just collecting dust in my email somewhere. But I think one thing that springs to mind when we're talking about this, that you're getting strategic, putting yourself into this belief. I want to chat about it because you must come across it a lot of time, lack of self-belief, imposter syndrome. I talk about these on repeat because we can have this system that works for them. We might, you've probably done this where you find the most perfect system for that person, or more that they find it, you've enabled them to find it, and they're still not getting to where they want to be because do they believe in themselves? Or the flip side is maybe they are passionate and they've got a zone of genius, but they just don't go there because it feels too personal to them. How do you break that down? When you come across that, you put that strategy in place, they're nodding along going, yes, yes, yes. And it doesn't really happen because they just don't believe in it.
No. And I honestly, hand on heart, do not believe that you can grow a business unless you grow alongside it. So I always, always talk about, you know, if you want to grow a business, you have got to grow personally too. And of course, there's tools, there's techniques, there's things that I can help people with, but I am not a mindset expert. So working with me, I have my lovely resident person that I bring in. So if there's anybody that's working with me that really is struggling, I bring in the expert to help them with that. Because I just think that I just don't believe you can grow a business based purely on strategy. You've also got to do the work on yourself. You've also got to do the mindset work. As your business grows, your mindset has to grow with it. As your business reaches a point of plateau, because it will do, you know, as a business is growing, it is going to reach various points where it just stops and everything you're doing no longer works. That's because different strategies work at different stages of growth. So, you know, at those stages, it's very easy for us to start doubting ourselves, isn't it? We launch something, it flops. That happens. And this is why I think, you know, going back to something I mentioned earlier, yes, we need to do that work. But actually, as business owners, we also need to start being more honest with what we talk about. So people don't actually necessarily think it's just a them problem. It's just them who've had a failed launch. It's just them who's struggling to grow their audience. It's just them who are struggling to pin down what that messaging looks like. Because it absolutely isn't. Every single business owner will have gone through exactly what you are going through in a different level, a different scale, but every single business owner will go through that. So I think it's just about look at people who inspire you and see that as a positive, not a negative. I think there's lots of ways that we can do it, but absolutely, I'm waffling a lot here because I'm super passionate about this, but business growth, personal growth have to go hand in hand.
Love it. Don't never apologize for waffling. I'm the queen of waffling. So this could almost be just a waffling or ranting. I switch between waffling or ranting. And I think sometimes maybe it doesn't make good listening, but I think there's something in it. I always think rants with Carly would be quite good.
I quite like waffling with Carly. I quite like that too. Good waffling.
Yeah. I could alternate it, a weekly waffle and a ranty.
Yeah, there's got to be something in that. There's got to be something in that. But I think this is to me, this is great because this is just open, honest conversation. And I honestly believe that's what people need to hear. It's what I wanted to hear. You know, when I came out of my e-commerce and came into a different world, you know, I talk quite openly about feeling like this teeny little goldfish that got thrown into a shark pool full of people. And I love some of those sharks dearly. Now I know who they are. But at the time, it was just because everything spoke to me. Everybody's messaging said, this is what you need. This is what you need. This is what you need. And it may be that I did need all of those things, but did I need them right now? And actually, I think that's where you've got to strip it back, haven't you? And sit and say, this is where I'm going, but these are the stepping stones that get me there. And just focus on this first stepping stone. Just focus on getting the things that you need to do this. Don't worry about, you know, you need some training and something to in 5 years' time, because in 5 years' time, it'll be a completely different world anyway. So I think, you know, I do get it. I absolutely do get it.
Yeah, I love it. And it's so hard, isn't it? Because again, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, we know this, but one foot in front of the other, get support where we need it. I love that. I love that you say that you get that mindset support in. I'm quite open with that. You know, a lot of time I'll talk about this journey and I will say a bit of a caveat. It's like, obviously, I'm not a coach. I'm definitely not a counsellor or a therapist. You know, if things come up, work that in alongside it, it takes a whole network, doesn't it? It's a bit like there's a saying, isn't there, about it takes a village. I think it's like that in business. We just have to get that support where we need it to keep going forward. And there's something I was going to ask, and I've totally forgotten and gone up on one.
Oh, I'm waffling in a completely different random, but I think what you just touched on there is why I've always loved being amongst people, but I wasn't involved with people, particularly in my e-commerce business. It was quite isolated. So I absolutely love being amongst people. Yeah, I'm a real introvert. I'm quite a shy person, really. But that is why for me, it's become a key part of my business to actually bring people together, because I've really seen the power of connection in terms of people's business growth, mine included, but to bring people into a room and just to have those face-to-face conversations and those interactions, connection, collaboration, all of that stuff just comes from getting to know people at a real level rather than let's sit in a room and pitch to one another. That's completely not my thing, not my thing at all. But, just putting people together just to talk about whatever they want to talk about. It is so powerful, so powerful, and so beautiful to sit and watch. I love sitting and watching at my events, just watching what is going on. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it is powerful, and I'm going to make it to one of your events. I am, that is accountability. I'm going to make it to one of Emma's events. It's not too far from me, it's a couple of hours, but do check out. So I always say check out the links. Check out the show notes. You run, is it monthly or bi-monthly, your networking events? I hate the
I
word
do,
networking, connection.
yeah. I do monthly. I call them the connecting collab, only because this word networking, I'm just like not sure if it does what it does for me personally. So I do those monthly, but then I also host my big event, which is the growth event, twice a year. So we're in 2024 now. So this year it's running in May and October.
Yeah, do check those out as well. Again, that's something I really hope to make it to. At the moment, I openly share, I call parent, and all the events seem to be on the days I have my girls. I just can't get there.
Always the
But
case, isn't it?
it is, isn't it? Honestly, every time somebody will share an event and I go to link and I'm like, no, it's on a Thursday or Friday, I can't get there. But I will get to one of those. But there's something really special about that connection and not doing it by ourselves. And as you say, sharing that real journey, because there's still people, isn't there, that you come across. And something I was going to, this is what I was going to say, it's come back. This is ADHD live in motion, everybody. It's come back from about 10 minutes ago. Which you said something about sharks and liking the sharks that you came across. It made me giggle. I was like, you like sharks? But that's something that's come up for me recently. There's some sort of Facebook post. So I connect, I same as you, I connect with a lot of people on my personal Facebook profile now. It's actually become more of a business one because it all intertwines, doesn't it? And I said something about almost like a fear of success. And I always like to bring this in as well. We can have fear of failure, fear of success. People at the beginning of the journey thinking, huh, I'm not scared of being successful. For me, I get scared of exactly what you said there, these shark infested waters. I see a lot of BS at the minute. There's a lot of it I'm trying to call out where I can for my sort of people that don't like that. But how do you step in? Because you've been really successful. I'll bring that word in again, but you've been successful taking yourself up to that level. Your events, the people you bring into this, you are, let's bring a northern term in, hobnobbing. Don't know if it's northern, got it. You're hobnobbing and mingling with bigger people that actually I'm probably a little bit scared to step up into that because I don't fully trust. I think it's back to those sharks and not knowing who the sharks are. So that makes sense, but I'd love to know your perspective on that, how you'd be able to step up without that fear of who might not be all that they seem.
Yeah, and I think it's just a case of I am quite an intuitive person. So I think that, if I connect with somebody, it doesn't take me long to realize that if it's somebody that shares my values. And I think, to me, that is the key thing. I believe everybody is nice until they show me differently. Me personally, I would never sit and listen to people saying, oh, this person over here is a really bad person. They've done this, this, and this, and this. I would want to see and hear that for myself before I'd actually believe that. I am somebody that, I cannot be doing with this, play this person off against this person. I just cannot see the point of it. I cannot see the point of it. And it all comes back to, me and my version of success and, my values. And one of my values is very much clearly that if I don't enjoy it, I don't do it. And that includes getting involved with people. It's when I said about those people being sharks, I didn't necessarily at that time mean in terms of bad people. I didn't see any of them as bad people. Some of them may well be, may well be. I just saw it more as all these people wanting a bite of me because I was absolutely their ideal client. So I was straight away, this person's lost. Oh, I can sell her something that's going to help her find herself. This person needs mindset work. Oh, I can help with mindset. She needs therapy. I can chuck a bit of therapy at her. So all of the messaging was talking to me. So I just really sort of, I keep myself out of it. I don't get involved in any of the stuff that goes on. And if somebody is saying something about somebody and I've got a differing opinion, I would happily tell them I've got a differing opinion and why. Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't know why. To me, it's an energy drainer. It's just something that is just going to make me feel unhappy with myself. I don't want that anymore. I've been there, done that for different reasons. I'm done with, anything that doesn't make me feel good. So if I'm spending time with people and I think this doesn't feel right, I just won't go back to that event again, or I wouldn't get back into that network or
Sure,
whatever it is
sure.
again. It doesn't
Yeah.
mean that I would go and slate them off, or it doesn't mean that I would go and tell other people I had a bad experience, because the next person might have an amazing experience. But we're all different, aren't we? We've all got different values. We've all got different beliefs. We've all got different passions and things that drive us, things that we like, things that we don't like. Just go and mix with lots of people and find those people who are aligned with you and surround yourself with those people. But it doesn't mean you have to get at the others. It doesn't. Just a different opinion to you, that's all.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, again, nodding along. I think it's just so true. Sometimes I've almost been sucked into that energy as well, and I've had to really take a back step. That you might end up in a membership where things are getting a little bit bitchy, it within the membership, or just outside of that circle, there's somebody waiting to take a bite in a different way. It's the nasty kind. We're just talking a lot about sharks today. Maybe that should be the title of the podcast. I don't know, but it's really difficult, I think, to remove that. And like you say, it only comes with experience and surrounding yourself with the right people. I can't say that enough. I always say, and again, multi-layered, it comes down to being you, to being real, because if you're not you, you're going to attract the wrong people. You're going to put yourself in that wrong circle. It has to come back to you. But what I was going to touch on with your events, because just something I thought of then, I do this a lot. I have realizations and think, oh, yeah, this is why I do things. That, I love hosting events. I'm like yourself. I actually launched a bit of I called it Reimagine Networking because it was about doing things differently. Launched that last year. Actually, it became too much pressure. I didn't continue with it. And I think it was because it was the word networking. Hated it. But I like bringing people together. And I just wonder if that's something that you experience, that because you love and you believe in that the right people, it's almost a guarantee, isn't it? If people are attracted to you and come into your world and you're bringing those people together, you're going to be surrounded by the right people for you, as well as be able to sit back and watch them connect. Is that part of it, do you think, for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that I get asked a lot. How do I bring so many amazing people together into the middle of nowhere? Quote quite often comes into it. And I think it's just because, I am not afraid to say this, I am a nice person. I'm a genuinely nice person. And, I just think that my values are ingrained within me, and everything I do is about my values. And I just think that you attract, like attracts like, doesn't it? So I think, whatever energy I'm giving out, that is what people that come into my world tend to have. And that doesn't mean that I haven't, had experiences of, I don't want to do that again type experience. I absolutely have. And I think that is part of it, isn't it? But I just wouldn't go to that thing again, or I wouldn't, get involved with something with that person again if it wasn't matching the values. That doesn't mean I don't think what they're doing isn't right for those people. Sometimes it's nasty, and then I totally don't think it is right, and you behave in that way. But it's not, it's sort of not my argument to get involved in. If people have got a bit of conflict with one another and other people get sucked into it, all that is doing is bringing you down. It's making people look at you in a way that you really don't want people to look at you, because you don't want to get yourself involved in other people's disputes. We do that at school, don't we? You do that on the school playground. Two kids have a fight. If anybody is a parent out there, how many times has your little girl, little boy, whatever it is, had an argument with a group of boys? I had girls. They were always falling out with the groups of friends. They come home, you have a conversation with the parent. You as parents are ready to like at one another. In the meantime, the kids are bad friends running around. It's just not worth getting involved in the argument, because let it sort itself out. There's loads of nice people out there. Loads of nice people. Be true to yourself and just don't let other people pull you down.
I love that. And it's a message of hope for people, for anybody who has sort of wandered into that wrong circle, because I've done it so many times. I might have gone with the best of intentions, It might even be that it started off as one thing, it changed into something else, and actually it became more toxic as it went on because people do mask. We know this. People have not always got the best, the most purest intentions of bringing people into their world. And it's just so hard when you're in there, isn't it, to then get out. But I just love that message of hope that you're saying there are nice people. And it's true, there are nice people in business. So if that is what is holding you back, like it definitely has with me, it's just to be yourself and attract the right people. But I just love what you say about going to these different events and trying it. Is there, I was going to ask something there. Can you think of, without saying any names, you don't have to say we're not going there, but have you been to an event where it was just something you didn't think it was? Because I think people will go through this, and you just needed to get out. And whether you did just get out or just how you experience that, if you do try these different things and you go to something and your whole body's screaming, escape, get out, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gone to anything where I've thought this just isn't for me to the extent that I thought I need to get out. But I have been to things where, I thought I don't quite feel like I fit in here, but I've still, gone through with the day and, smiled and joined in and done all of the things. But it's just, I just know then that that's something I won't go back and experience. But it wouldn't make me say to somebody else, don't go to that, it's rubbish, because you can see other people, enjoying the thing. So yeah, absolutely. I have been to things where I thought not quite for me, not quite, the type of person I am. If we started doing cold pitching around tables and things like that, I think I would get up and walk out because that is just totally not my thing at all. It really isn't. I've been to things where I've got so exhausted, I've had to come away early because I am such a people person. I'm quite an empath as well. So, for me, I soak up a lot of other people's energy. So if it's a big event, I am shattered by the end of it. Absolutely shattered at the end of it. Danny's event, I absolutely love. Obviously, big festoon this time, isn't it? But I absolutely love Be Inspired as an event. One of my favorite places to be, twice a year. But by the end of it, I am exhausted. I can never do the after party because I'm too tired. I am too tired. But that's in a positive way, that is in a good way. So yeah, I just think if you go to something and you really feel that you are not in the right place, then there's nothing wrong with taking yourself away from that environment. If you think there is something that is critically wrong within the setup of that, have that conversation with the host. Not there and then, obviously, but afterwards, have that conversation with the host because I, as a host of events, I would be absolutely mortified if I felt that somebody felt like that at one of my events. Now, you can't always guarantee that, when you've got a big group of people, you can't always guarantee that everybody's going to enjoy it the same as perhaps, everybody else. But I'd be mortified. So use the feedback process. If there's something that you feel isn't quite right, use the feedback. If they don't like it, then it's a them problem, isn't it? That's my theory. If you ask for feedback, be prepared to get it both ways.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, I do. I don't know if you've seen it, but I host, and this is actually for anybody listening who wants to come to this. I'm just starting to put tables together. I host now, it's going to be my third annual charity ball. I don't know why I started this. You only take on these big things, and it's for charity. It's not even profit, but I love it. I love doing it. It's for mind. I do this autumn glitter ball, it's called. And this is the third one. Now, last year was actually significantly bigger than the first one. Last year didn't fully go to plan because I hadn't allowed for those numbers. So the actual checking in process was just chaos. This year, I've learned from it. So this, as you say, the feedback, or just even having that self-evaluation yourself, isn't it? Whether it is an event, whether it is a group program you've run, an offer you've put out, it's so crucial. And I just love that you said that because I think we forget this. We go so much into our own head and think, oh, we failed, it's gone wrong. We forget that there's actually lovely, beautiful learnings in there, isn't there, at every step of the way.
Absolutely. Everything you do, whether it's something free, something paid, something for charity, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do in life, you should always, always review it. Take your learnings from it because all that review will do is to help you to improve it moving forward. If something's going really well, do more of it. If something didn't go so well, work out why and tweak and change it. Listen to your clients, listen to your audience. Listen to your peers, the people that you are connected to. It's really, really important to do that all of the time, isn't it? Super, super.
Yeah, back to support network as well, bringing that back in. I'll quickly touch on the big festoon. So Emma mentioned Danny there. So Danny Wallace has actually been a guest on this podcast, but it's a while back. I think it's back in 2021. So you'll have to scroll back to find that episode. It's brilliant. But yeah, even Danny, she's moving from, again, since I've started co-parenting, it's always on Thursday, Friday, so I can't actually go at the minute. I did go, I think it was in November, September 2022, last time I've actually been able to go. Loved it. So the energy, but I was the same as you. After party vibes, I was like, I just need my slippers. I was shattered. But even Dani, she shares it, her journey, doesn't she? She's sharing this big festoon is huge. She's gone from one venue that worked. She's taken this next level, so this huge venue, but she'll be feeling exactly the same. I think it's important to know that no matter what perceived level somebody's at or actually what level they're at, we all feel this, don't we? We're never going to get this right, and not to let that scare somebody off.
No. But what I absolutely love about Dani, well, I love everything about Dani because how could you not? But the key thing I really love about Dani is she is so open and honest. You know, if something is going really bad, she tells us. If something is going really well, she tells us. You know, so I absolutely love that about Dani. And I believe that is a key part of her success, the fact that she has been so open and honest with people. People feel safe in her surroundings because they know that she is completely a human. She's a human. She might have a phenomenal business, but she's a human being that is no different than any of us. We all do the same things. I'm not even going to go into the detail, but we all do the same things as human beings. So it doesn't matter how big, and you can't even see me. Oh, you can because this is on YouTube, isn't it? It doesn't matter how big your business is. You know, you are still a human being, and you know, you still have the same. You're the same person inside.
Yeah, definitely. I was laughing again. I was thinking, where was that going? Because, yeah, I thought we were going to go down the bodily functions route because that's
We
what
were, but I
we're
decided I'd leave that. I'd park that
doing. You did well there. I think I would have gone down that route,
then.
instantly regretted it, and thought, this is not what the conversation I want to be
No,
known
no, no.
for.
That's why I decided we won't go there. But yes,
I
we're all
brought
human. It's a bit
it
like the imagine people naked thing, isn't it? You know, it's a
in
thing.
anyway. It is. Yeah, and it's funny you said about YouTube, but this will be podcast as well. So anyone who is listening, I can't remember what your hand actually did then. Was it the what do you call them?
Inverted comma, speech, I don't know. The little thing where you move your fingers. Look like two little bunny rabbits.
Well, this is very Easter theme now for YouTube. We're just doing little bunnies now with, But no, I just love that. And again, that's us bringing this in. Exactly what the last thing I'm going to do to kind of round it all up, I think we've gone full circle here, is about, I'd love to leave people with this, about that humanness. You know, even me doing this there, years ago, I probably would have edited that out, or I'd stopped recording and I wouldn't have shared it. We get so carried away in thinking we have to be perfect. But like you said, Danny, myself, you know, you're very good at this, Emma, as well. You bring that realness in. Exactly what you said, we are just human. We're not, yeah, there are bots out there. I did a bots experiment recently trying to put keywords in Facebook to bring them all out. But we're not that. You know, we are real people running real businesses. But so many people forget it, don't they? So what would you say to people that are thinking they have to be perfect, thinking they might have come from corporate like you and think they have to put that mask on? How can they start to just to drop those? I don't know what it is, guards, masks, that
It is,
facade,
isn't it?
I guess.
I think it's labels, isn't it? I think we are so influenced throughout our life, aren't we? Even from like a child, then through careers and all of those things. We're so influenced in terms of, you know, this is the right way to do things. This is how you're supposed to show up. This is how you're supposed to look. But I think for me, what the exercise that I've been through for the last few years is, this is my business. My business. Therefore, who can tell me what it looks like, how I do things, what color lipstick I wear, you know, all of those things. Who has a right to tell me what that looks like? Because it's mine. I'm the one that is going to have the sleepless nights if we're having a bad month. I'm the one that is going to have the, you know, the jumping up and down with excitement. I'm the one that's going to get the stress and have to make all of the decisions. So why should I allow somebody else to make the decision about how I show up? Or for me, a big one for me right back at the beginning was, you know, my accent. I've got a Stokey accent, which, you know, hey, I say book instead of book, you know, but that's just me and that's just the way I am. You know, I get words wrong. I try and say, you know, a nice fancy word and it comes out completely wrong. So I realize stop trying to say the fancy words because they don't make me better at my job. You know, they don't make me a better business strategist just because I know the fancy words. So just be yourself and you will enjoy business much better if you just allow yourself to be yourself. I get it's difficult. I get it's hard to let go of those things. But just remember, they ain't paying your bills. You are.
Love it. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's a way to round it up. But just last thing I'm going to pick on there is just that vulnerability, isn't it? And I think even what you do, Emma, you just, for everything I've taken from today is actually just bravery from those big decisions in running a successful business to admitting that to yourself, to bouncing back, to launching again, into sharing what you do now, where you've come from a corporate background, then worked with your husband, then you're on your own. It's just, It is being brave, isn't it? It's rising above that vulnerable feeling, especially as introverts. It's almost like if you're like me, I get so far and then I want to retreat and hide away. It feels too uncomfortable, but that's where the magic happens, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite quotes ever. The magic happens when you get yourself into a zone of being uncomfortable. So you just have to do it, don't you, at some point, you know? And I think the people who make their business successful, and when I talk about successful, it's whatever success looks like to them, are the ones that are resilient. They are the ones that don't give up. They are the ones that keep going. There's talk of it. Is it the famous 5%? I think they talk about, isn't it, of business owners that, you know, go on to be successful. And the only difference between them and the other 95% is they've allowed themselves to fail. They've allowed things to not go well. But instead of wallowing in that, instead of using that as a reason that they can't do anything differently, they've actually used it the other way, and they've used it to, you know, to push them to greater heights and to do things differently. This business would not exist if I hadn't gone so drastically wrong. And I don't know if that's the right word to use, but if I hadn't grown the monster business, this business would not never exist. I love this business. I love everything about what I do in this job, but it wouldn't exist if I hadn't done that. So I think we can learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, and embrace the we all go through these really tough times where we just know that the growth, the magic is at the other side. It's really difficult to get through, but exactly what you're sharing there, and by listening to the people that you connect with that do share the journey and you feel connected to them, and just shutting out the rest of the noise, that is how you can start to embody that and do it yourself, isn't it? Just shut out that noise, be you. I'm trying to think of anything else we said there to round it up, but go on, I'm going to hand the last words to you, Emma. Anything last minute you're to have that success, to bring that strategy in for it to work for them. I think we've covered it all, but just in case you've got any last little tips.
Just to sum up everything I would ever talk about, get to know what success looks like to you. Forget the noise, forget all the people, forget what success looks like to other people. What does success look like to you? Then you can build a business around that. But that is the key starting point. You've got to know what that success point is.
Love it. And if there's one thing you take from today, I'm sure there's more than one thing. You're probably going to, like myself, be buzzing with even ideas and thoughts from this. But yeah, maybe just if you do have that time to, I always say about journal around it, grab a pen and paper, maybe sit with a brew, with a cup, I'll bring that northerness in and just think. Well, I don't even know, it's not even think it through. It's almost a feeling to it, isn't it? It's a bit spiritual. I do go a bit woo, but it's really finding that time and space to work on what it looks like to you. So I'm really hoping you'll take that. That's take that. I love take that. Going out for one. You are you take that fan? Oh,
I
this
would
could
see
be
them 3 times.
a... Yeah. Oh, are you seeing them this year? We've gone out from one here. Apologies, everybody, but I'm just gonna have a quick take that chat.
No, I haven't booked to go this year. I haven't got booked
Oh,
to go this year, but yeah.
I shouldn't say I've got tickets, but yeah, I'm going this year. But anyway, that's bringing me into it. You know, never be afraid to share you. But yeah, out from one. But do that. If there's one thing you take from today, get to know what success looks like for you. If you can answer that question, if not, it might be that you need support from somebody. There's no harm in getting that support either, is there?
Nope.
Get that support. If you cannot get to the answer, ask somebody to guide you to it.
Exactly. And you know what? Just I know we've said final point, and I'm just going to go off again.
Carry
But
on. It's all good.
if I'd have done that all of those years ago, if I'd have got support, if I'd have told people where I was struggling, I would never have had to have walked away from a £1 million business. So put that into context and think, you know, at some point you might get to the point where something you have got, which is giving you all of the things that you want, falls apart around you. And if your energy levels have gone, you won't be able to do it. So if I'd have got the help I needed at the time, I possibly may well have still been a seven-figure business owner.
Oh, wow. I feel that should be a part two of this podcast sometime because that could be a whole different conversation around. I get again going quite spiritually. It's like if you hadn't got support, you wouldn't be where you are now. The series of events, it's almost like sliding doors. I don't know if you remember that film, love that film. Sliding door moments of trusting, I guess, that the path that you're taking is the right one for you. But I do think getting support is there as well. But yeah, I think we've kind of wrapped up everything. I think we've touched on everything.
I think we have even bodily functions and take that. There you go.
Yeah, and sharks. We've kept bringing
And
sharks in,
sharks,
but
yeah.
yeah, this is it. It's just a random podcast. I think as it should be random conversations, rants, and waffles. If I can somehow bring that into play, yeah, it's all good. But it's just being yourself and not being afraid to be yourself.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
Oh, thank you so much. That has been brilliant. And yeah, you know, do go and check out all of the links in the show notes. If you can make it to one of Emma's events, the next one.
Yeah, May the 13th is the next growth event. Yeah.
That's it. I think I might be in Ibiza on the 13th. So I'm like, oh, I was looking at it. Again, it's always a day that's a Monday, isn't it? And it's a day I still can't do.
because I think I'm in Ibiza.
There's a few people in Ibiza. Is there an Ibiza business trip going on that I've missed?
There is, but mine's a little bit separate to that, but I'm hoping I can meet up with them. But yeah, it must be just the week for Ibiza, I think, because there's a
Yeah,
new spot.
because there's a few people in Ibiza. I'm like, am I missing something? Should I move the event to Ibiza? But I don't know.
Oh, now there's an idea. I'll be there then. Well, actually, again, I'm going out for more, but there is somebody who's doing that on a strategy day, actually on the 14th in Ibiza, and she's sorting that out now for just one day. So people going over for that one day. So
I
easy.
saw
It's all in
that.
that. Yeah, it's all in that week.
Who did I see? Yeah, I've seen that. I've definitely seen that.
Yeah. So there you go. Do your event on the 13th. Fly out on the 14th, Emma.
Sorted, sorted.
I'll see you there. We'll watch the sunset, get a cocktail, and do the podcast.
Perfect.
Right, I'm definitely waffling. I'll stop the waffling. I think it's because I could chat to you all day. It's been brilliant. Thank you so much. Check out all of Emma's links and do come and find myself or Emma if you want to talk about anything that we've talked about today. But yeah, thank you so much, Emma. I will see you in person soon. That's accountability. I will be there. You
You heard it here first. Great. Thank you
did.
so much for having me, Carly. It's been fantastic. Love chatting.
Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed that episode and got everything that you need from it. Don't forget to check out all of the other episodes, depending on what it is that you need in your business and life at this moment in time. Don't forget to leave a glowing review and do check out the show notes for any free resources mentioned today. Plus, do come and connect with me on social media as well as my brilliant guests. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time.